An Indian woman whose gang rape in New Delhi triggered violent protest died of her injuries this morning in a Singapore hospital, bringing a security lockdown in the Indian capital. India's prime minister said he was deeply saddened by the death and said India genuinely desires change. The 23-year-old medical student, severely beaten, raped, and thrown out of a moving bus in New Delhi 2 weeks ago, had been flown to Singapore in critical condition by the Indian government on Thursday for specialist treatment. Speaking at a news briefing, India's High Commissioner to Singapore, T.C.A. Raghavan, extended his condolences to the woman's family.
As you are aware, it was with very profound grief that we had announced that our patient, who had been airlifted here earlier in the week, had passed away at 4:45 a.m. this morning. Her family and all of us from the High Commission were by her side. The deceased and the family members would be flown back to India in a chartered aircraft later this afternoon. The High Commission is working out the detailed logistics. We extend our deepest condolences to the family members and pray to the Almighty to give them strength to bear this loss, the grief, and the attendant pain. As you may be aware, the Prime Minister of India has given a moving and solemn message while conveying his and the nation's deepest condolences to the family. We have received numerous messages from Singapore and from elsewhere of support and condolences. All these messages have been conveyed to the family members, who are deeply appreciative of the concerns that these messages express.